T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
I've asked Missouri Senator Bill Igel to join me this morning, member of the Conservative Caucus down in Jeff City. And Bill, welcome back into the show.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, and congratulations on your reelection.
Thank you. It was a good night here in Missouri. We're still waiting for the rest of the country, but no, thank you very much.
Yeah. How are you feeling about the COVID restrictions out there in St. Charles County? Somebody told me the other day that the county executive is considering maybe a mask mandate. How do you feel about that?
Well, there was a study that came out yesterday from a European firm that showed that there wasn't very much difference in infection rates between folks that wore masks in public and folks that did not. So, I think that there are folks out there that it makes sense if they want to make a personal decision to wear masks, but I think that it's the wrong idea that we should have any government agency or authority telling people what to do on a minute-to-minute basis. So we've been good so far out here in St. Charles County, and I think that our county executive, Steve Ellman, knows how the county feels about these type of liberty-based issues, and so he's done a good job resisting those calls. We'll see how that goes forward. I'm optimistic that he's going to continue to resist those calls, but if he doesn't, there's probably going to be political consequences for that. So
yeah.
We'll keep an eye on it.
Interesting. Speaking of political consequences, people are really coming down hard on our governor right now, Governor Parson, who held another news conference yesterday and has resisted these calls, as some governors have, to impose some sort of statewide mask mandate. I'm assuming you support him in that.
Yes, absolutely. And, we're going to continue to see Republican governors that are standing up for Republican ideals of liberty and personal responsibility be attacked by the media. And that's what you're seeing with Governor Parson right now. Governor Parson was very clear on his position when it comes to mandates and closures. The people of Missouri agreed with the governor because they elected him to 4 more years in office in a landslide election just a couple of weeks ago. And now he's keeping his word. So I think that I would expect two things to continue to happen. One, Governor Parson is going to continue to do what he said he was going to do because that's the right thing to do. That's in line with what he said he was going to do. And he actually cares about personal liberty. But two, he's going to continue to be attacked for precisely those beliefs by a very aggressive and unfair media that wants to portray him in a different light.
We're talking to Senator Bill Igel from District 23 out in St. Charles County. Bill, I want to play for you a little clip that's been put together by some local restaurant owners with a message to our county executive here, Sam Page.
Dr. Page, I want to talk to you.
So that we can find solutions together.
Sit down and see all the things that we're doing to keep people safe.
Think of all the people who are going to be negatively affected by this.
We need to work together to be able to control the spread of coronavirus and at the same time keeping our businesses supported and our employees taken care of.
Yeah, they want to talk to Paige. Paige doesn't want to talk to them. And we have a situation where I've already seen one business that I know of, Naked Vine, which is a bar out in Chesterfield, has announced they're closing because they can't survive another round of these businesses being shut down. So my question to you is, I've asked the governor before, I know you have the power to step in, why don't you? And he, at the time, this was pre-election, said he didn't feel like it was the time for him to be imposing his will on local authorities like that. Do you agree with him on that, or do you think there's some action that should be taken on a statewide basis to try to limit Dr. Page's authority here in St. Louis County?
Yeah, I think that there is absolutely a role for the state to push back against any tyranny going on. And a lot of times the state has to push back against the federal government overreach, but it's a role of state government to also push back against local areas that have begun what we consider appropriate. You know, my heart goes out to these business owners. They are doing everything they can to survive. And instead of having a government that creates an environment that supports their effort while trying to keep their customers safe, we have a local dictator in the form of Sam Page. And that's what he is. He's acting as a tyrant and a dictator at a local level. And he doesn't understand the very meaning of our right to peacefully assemble and run our businesses. And when that has gotten to that point, there's absolutely a role for the state to step in and do something. Let me tell you what I think that's going to look like. In the next, whether it happens in this special session over the next couple of weeks, or it happens at the very beginning of the regular session after the new year, we're going to be myself, Senator Andrew Koenig, who also just won re-election a few weeks ago, are going to be introducing legislation that's going to restrict the power of local entities to close businesses, to not only close businesses, but to put restrictions on gatherings in someone's home, whether it's for a holidays or anything else. And we're going to make sure we're going to take it out of their hands, the ability to run wild with restrictions that's causing an incredibly damaging effect for our communities, for our businesses. I support the restaurants in St. Louis County, but I also support any other business in St. Louis County that is suffering as a result of these kind of economic restrictions that are both unconstitutional and they will be addressed and pushed back against by the state come our next available opportunity.
Yeah, I had a great conversation with Jim Lemke yesterday, and we were talking about a couple of these issues. And you know, one is this belief that there's some autonomy locally when all of the power that rests in county government here or city government all stems from the state, and that does give you the authority to step in and limit those kinds of things. Now, what would that look like? I mean, have you seen a version of what you're talking about? Would it restrict their ability to institute emergency authorizations? How would that work?
Yeah, you're exactly right. In fact, I had a really good conversation with Senator Koenig last night. What it would look like, it would specifically limit local areas' ability to put in place any restrictions for a period of time for more than 30 days in any six-month period.
Okay.
So, we would still offer them minor authority. There are situations where someone has to step in at the local level. If you have an outbreak of salmonella poisoning, if you have an outbreak of what have you. So we authorize that and allow for that. But when you're talking about shutting things down indefinitely for 30 or 60 days, you're not talking about an emergency situation anymore. You're talking about public policy. And if the public policy is going to be that these local areas are going to step in, strangle their own business communities, and forget about our fundamental rights, whether it's our right to free speech, whether it's our right to peacefully assemble, well, we're going to on that. So I think that we're going to see the actual language come out in the next week or so, and whether we're putting together a letter that several of us are going to sign that'll encourage the governor to expand the special session call so that we can address this sooner rather than later. If that's not successful, you can bet that we're going to be talking about this and working on this right as the new session begins in the new year.
Well, good. Yeah, I'm glad you explained that. I wondered what the trigger would be for you to be able to do this in this session. You need the governor to expand the special session agenda?
That's correct.
Okay.
So if the governor is willing to expand the agenda, which I hope that he is, and he's going to get some feedback from us that he ought to do that, we'll address this right now. I expect that the special session will probably pick back up in a couple weeks. If that can't happen, though, it'll be just a couple weeks past the Christmas holiday where we're going to take this up in the regular session. Either way, Sam Page's actions have triggered a desire within the state legislature to push back on the tyranny of local government that he's got going on down there. If you are a business owner in St. Louis County right now that is suffering from those kind of restrictions, my message to them is that help is on the way.
Good. Thank you for that, by the way. And maybe since we're talking about a couple of weeks before this is going to happen anyway, maybe it's the time now for citizens and for these business owners to reach out and just maybe send a message to Governor Parsons' office and let him know how you that you would support expanding that language into this special session so this could be considered.
Absolutely. I think that'd be a great tactic to let Governor Parsons know just how important that is. And anything that we can do, I know there's also a lawsuit that's being brought forth by the restaurants against Sam Page. I support that lawsuit. I think they're in the right on this, and they're using every opportunity that they have to fight for their livelihoods. And that's what this is. This isn't about just making money. These are these folks' livelihoods. This is their lives. I watched an interview with some of these restaurants last night where they were talking about the years of effort and sweat that they have put into these businesses that have helped raise their families, that have been become part of their communities. And Sam Page is arbitrarily walking away from them so that he can go on this local power trip that violates multiple constitutional clauses.
Yep. Senator Bill Igel, my guest this morning. In the next hour, by the way, Representative Mary Elizabeth Coleman's going to join us, not as a state representative, but in her role as an attorney. She's one of the attorneys helping these restaurants sue St. Louis County. So she's going to explain more directly what they think the county has violated here in terms of its power. So I can't wait to get her on here to talk about that. Bill, looking forward to the next legislative session. I had Bob Onder on the other day. I know you guys are all in the conservative caucus together. He and I talked about what needs to be done to limit these initiative petitions. Cleaner Missouri was another great, you know, I'm glad we were able to get that through the legislature and correct that big mistake that happened a couple years ago. But moving forward, what can we do? Are you guys planning on working on trying to raise the threshold to amend the Missouri Constitution?
Yes, that is a discussion point. And Mark, you and I have had this conversation in the past because we know that in order to change the federal constitution, the level that you have to rise to in terms of support and procedure is much greater than the level of support that you have to have in the state of Missouri. So we have very low standards. So I think we're going to look at legislation that will do a couple things. One, it'll require, instead of just collecting signatures from six out of the eight congressional districts, it'll require signatures to be collected from all eight congressional districts. That'll be the first thing. Two, we're going to look at legislation that's going to increase the threshold for ultimate passage. So right now that's 50+1%. So a bare slim majority can change the Constitution. We're looking at extending that out to 60 or even 65% so that you really have a coalition that represents the values of the state of Missouri. I mean, right now under our current law, you know, we can have some of the starkest contrasts in our political spectrum enforce their view on the other. So whether that's an urban versus rural split, whether that's a Republican versus Democrat split,
right?
You can have relatively fractured consensus and still be able to change our Constitution. So I expect that to come up. I think it's something that's been percolating for the past 3 or 4 years. I think this is the year we're finally going to get it done.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. All right. You know what I'm going to ask next, because I ask you this every time I get you on here. So, and I've only got about a minute left, but given the budget damage we've seen from COVID this year, is there any attempt to roll back personal property tax dead in the water this year? Are you still working on it?
No, we're absolutely still working on it. That's going to be one of my first bills that I file again this year. We had a really good discussion on that last year. We got to the Senate floor last year, which is further than it's ever gotten as far as a cut to our personal property taxes. Now, and keep in mind that personal property tax, it doesn't have this, none of that revenue is going to the state. So it's kind of decoupled from the state budget conversation.
Yes. Oh, that's true.
So, but we're still in a minority of states that even have this tax. And we're still have one of the highest rates of assessment anywhere in the country for personal property tax. So I detected a lot of consensus on the Senate floor last year that there's a willingness to get something done.
Good.
I think the question will become, can we get rid of all of it in a single bill? And how many years does it take to get rid of whatever percentage we can negotiate?
I tell you what, you get that done, I'm all in on Igel for president, all right?
I got too much gray hair for that, Mark. I don't know. That's not going to work out.
Senator Bill Igel, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mark. Have a great Friday and weekend.
All right. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.